Granny's, Emma. I believe that's Irene.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lung has decided that the only way out of his present dilemma is to head out for the hills and live the life of a hermit. All of Abner's suggestions and pleas to the contrary have had no influence whatsoever. As we look in on the little community today, we find Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store and library trying to calm Abner down. Listen.
Yeah, for pity's sake, Abner. You're as nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose. Ain't nothing to worry about. Just cause Lum claimed he's going up in the hills in a hermit cell.
Well, I am worried, old Grandpap.
Oh, sassafras. I've heard him time and again say he's going to do that. Farthest he'll ever get is over at Mac's filling station. He generally stops in there for a glass of that root beer that Mac makes and sits there and talks for 2 or 3 hours and comes home.
Well, generally, Grandpap, but this time he's sure enough gone.
Well, how do you know he is?
Well, he left out of here yesterday afternoon. I ain't saw him since. Last night I called over at his place 2 or 3 times, never did get an answer. Called again this morning, about 5 minutes ago, and still didn't get no answer.
Jimmy, don't reckon he actually did go up there, do you?
Well, I know he did. See, Grandpap, he would just tore up something wonderful on account of losing out with Miss Emmeline, and there just ain't no telling what he might do in his condition.
Yeah, I don't know, Abner. Even if he did go up in the hills for a spell, I don't think there's nothing to worry about. He'll be all right.
Yeah, well, you just don't know him like I do, Grandpap. He'll get lost up there just short over on Star Plum today.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
Well, Lum don't know his way around them hills, Grandpap.
Well, he ought to, as many times as he's hunted squirrels up there.
Well, he's squirrel hunted up there, but he's had somebody with him. You take Lum out in the hills, get him 2 blocks from town, and he just gets lost every time. Gets turned around up the mountains always. Couldn't find his way back home following a bloodhound.
Oh, I doubt that.
Well, it's a fact. Once he gets to wandering around up there, why, he's liable to fall off of one of them cliffs just short of world or get lost down in one of them caves, huh?
Yeah, there is a lot of holes up there, I'll admit that.
Oh, he'll break his leg, I know he will. I've just got to go out and look for him. That's just all there to it, Grandpa.
Well, you can't find him all by yourself, silly. Well, tell him what direction he might have went in.
My dog is, I'll get up a posse, then. That's what I'll do. I'll get every feller and dog in this town out looking for him.
Oh, posse, you said. I thought you said possum.
No, sir. Posse of men. Just hope it ain't too late. That's all I hope.
I think you're exaggerating this a little, Abner.
I ain't no such a thing. You just don't know Lum. He's helpless as a little half-growed youngin'. If he hadn't had me to take care of him all these years, I don't know what would have become of poor little old Lum.
Yeah. Well, he always talked. I got the idea that he's the one that had to take care of you, sort of looked after you.
Well, I let him think that, Grandpa. It made him happy. And I'm glad I done it now, too. Just in case. Never see him again. Poor old...
Oh, well, now, Abner.
Bless his heart. Bless his little heart.
Abner, I wish you wouldn't carry on like that. I feel like puddling up and crying. You're getting me to feel bad, too.
Well, you ought to feel bad, Grandpa. He was your friend, too.
He was my friend. Yes, and a good one. Yes, sir. If anybody's got a preserve seat in a better world, it's old Lum.
Yes, sir, here he is. Anybody makes a suggestion to build a statue of him and put it up down there at the end of Main Street there by the flagpole, doggies, I'll be the first one to put in 50 cents. Might even put in $1, I don't know.
Don't get carried away now.
I'll do it.
Wait a minute. We ain't sure he's dead yet now. No use wasting no dollar till you're sure. You better get busy and get up that searching party.
Yeah, better do it. I reckon who I ought to call first now.
Oh, I don't know. I'd get a hold of Ernie Hodgkins over there at the livery stable. He can furnish the horses.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Then I'll call Uncle Henry Longford next, because he's got that bloodhound, too.
Yeah, get him.
We can get Cedric to go along and carry the dog.
Yeah. Carry the dog?
Boy, that hound ain't as young as he used to be, Grandpap. He gets tarred out awful quick here lately.
Well, who are you going to get to go along and keep Cedric away?
Wait a minute, Grandpap. Hello? Who is this, Miss Hodgkins? Yes, Mom.
Yeah, she's still running that place.
Could I speak to Ari? Oh. Oh, well, when he gets back, have him call me right away, Miss Hodkins. It's a matter of life and death. Abner Peabody. Yes, Mom. Goodbye. Oh, me.
Well, why didn't you ask your woman about the horses?
Huh?
She's the one that's in charge of everything over there now. All Ari does is just work there for her.
Yeah, I know, Grandpa. She said Ari'd be back directly. I'd rather deal with him.
Yeah, his woman and his mother-in-law's running the place.
Well, I'd rather deal with Ari. Let's see. What's Uncle Henry Oxford's ring now? Let's see. What is his ring out there at his place, Grandpa?
Yeah, better call him down to jailhouse. That's more than likely where he's at now,
yeah.
This time of day.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good idea. Doggy, wait a minute. Who's that coming up out there?
Huh?
Right there. Oh, the first is Ezra Seastrunk, but I can see now it ain't him.
Oh, no, that ain't Ezra. No. He ain't got no high-top boots like that, Sarge.
No, no. So, but I wish he wouldn't come in here right now. I just ain't got time to talk to nobody. No, sir, I sure ain't.
Yeah, I'll take care of him for you.
Yeah, talk to him.
Leave it up to me.
I'm broke.
Yeah, how do you do, sir? We're awful busy today.
How do you do? I won't take up much of your time, but I think I have some rather important news for you.
News for us?
Yes, yes. I've been looking for Lum Edwards.
You have? How'd you know about him?
Oh, a friend of yours, Mr. Huddleston, sent me over here.
Oh, yes, that's right. I did tell Dick about it this morning. Tell me when you found him. How did he... No, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Don't want to know.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Nothing. I just don't want to hear it.
Poor old Lum.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, I was up in the hills this morning looking over...
Yeah, please don't tell me. I just can't stand to hear about it.
Yeah. Well, I feel that I should tell you the reason I'm here.
I know the reason. I know.
Well, George New certainly travels fast in a small town.
Too fast.
Well, I'd still like to explain things to you.
Yeah, much obliged to you, but if you don't mind, mister, I'd just rather not talk about it. Some other time, maybe, when I get over it a little.
Well, you're Mr. Edwards' partner, aren't you? Mr. Peabody?
Yes, sir, that's me. This is Grandpappy Spears here. Yeah. He was a friend of old Lum's, too.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Glad to meet you, mister.
Well, I'm very happy to meet you, too, sir.
Thank you.
My name is Sutton, Spears.
Glad to know you, Mr. Sutton.
Well, there's one point I think we should discuss, if you
Sutton,
don't mind.
Ma'am.
Is the property in both your names or in Mr. Edwards' name alone?
It's in both our names, but I don't want to talk about it. Just don't want to discuss what's to be did with his property at this time. More likely, everything will go to his Aunt Minnie up there in Sheboygan Falls.
Yeah, he thought there were on all of it.
Yeah, I wish you'd just leave me alone for a few minutes.
Wait a minute. Aunt Minnie, Sheboygan Falls?
Yeah, he loved her.
Well, I don't quite follow all this.
Better not bother him no more right now, Mr. Shooten. You know how things like this upset a fellow.
Yes, well, he's certainly upset, all right. I've never seen anything quite like it.
Oh, my.
Never
hold it away
for me.
Please just leave me alone. I just don't
want to
talk to nobody right now.
For goodness sake, what's the matter with you?
This is the unhappiest day I've ever went through in my whole life.
Well, for pity's sake. The fella here just bring Abner the bad news.
Bad news?
Yeah, you see, what happened, Lum, was it... Lum! What am I saying? Abner, look up here. Look who's here.
Why, Lum, you're alive.
Why, naturally.
What happened was you just unconscientious. How'd you get out of the cave, Lum?
I weren't in no cave.
Which leg did you break?
What in the world are you talking about, anyway?
When you went up in the hills last night.
Oh, I never went up in the hills last night.
I
went over to see Miss Emmeline before I left to tell her the truth about this mix-up with me and her.
Well, I do know.
And Abner, you're looking at the world's happiest man. Oh, she don't care a rap if I got my hair bleached and waved. She said she was flattered to know that I thought enough of her to go to all that bother.
Well.
Why, do you know she even apologized to me for going to that dance with Frank Foster?
Apologize?
If you beat that, her apologizing to me.
Well.
I beg your pardon.
She said Frank was the worst dancer in six countries.
Well.
Even taking off her shoe and showed me blisters she got from trying to keep out from under his feet.
Oh, yeah, he's clumsy, there, Frank. Gets his feet all tangled up.
I beg your pardon. But
you low down, varmint. What's the idea coming in here telling me Lum's dead?
tell you that Lum was dead?
Yes, sir. My dog is, you ought to be horsewhipped. Stand up or I'll fist fight you right now. Come on, put him up.
Hey,
right,
for goodness sake, calm yourself down. What's all this about anyway?
Why, this fella here come in here a while ago claiming his name was Sutton.
Now, just a minute. Judging from the conversation I've just heard since I came into this madhouse, I think I'd better do the explaining myself.
I think you'd better, too.
Yes. I merely came in here to try to buy that piece of property up in the hills owned by Lum Edwards and his partner, Mr. Peabody.
We don't own no property up there.
Yes, we do, Emmett. Don't you recollect we taken it in a long time ago from Squire Skimp on a bill he owed us?
Oh, that's him.
Yeah. Yeah, but it never turned out to be nothing but a batch of rocks.
Yeah, that's no good.
Yes, well, in order to close the deal quickly, I'll just take that off your hands for $2,000.
$2,000? You just made yourself a deal. Where are we signing? Where's our paper?
Just a minute, Abner. Not so fast there. I'm sorry, Mr. Sutton, but we ain't interested in closing no deal today. That property ain't for sale.
Well, how about $2,500?
It ain't for sale at no price. I'm much obliged to you, but that's the way it is.
Well, all right. But if you change your mind, you can reach me at the boarding house. Good day, Mr. Edwards.
Yeah, good day to you. Goodbye.
For the land's sake, Lum, you tipped in the head. That piece of land that we got up there ain't worth nothing, and you know it.
Listen, Abner, nobody don't go around offering $2,000 for something that ain't worth nothing.
What's it worth it for?
I don't know what we got up there, but I grant you we must have a lot of it, whatever it is. We sure got something. And me and you are going up there to find out what it is.